Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right. Here's what I really wanted to do this today, because there is a reoccurring thing that happens in this studio that probably happens in your office all the time also. When somebody is really excited about a TV show, they come on into the office and they start telling you about it, because I don't know if I'm like you guys, but when I'm done with a series, it just takes forever to find another one that I really, really like. And the best way, I think, to find a show is from somebody that has, somebody you know that has a like personality. And if you like it, then maybe we'll like it also, right? So I asked everybody to come in here and pitch a show right now. So if you are listening and you're almost done with the series, or you just got done with it and you don't know where to start, I thought if we all come in here with one or two ideas, by the time we're done here, you guys might have a good goalpost of exactly where to go. So you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So Mo and I both love this series. I have watched it since its inception, and that has been a long ass time. So The Challenge All-Star Rivals.
I can't believe they're still going.
It is still going.
So on MTV?
Yes. Yes. So this is my guilty pleasure. All right. I love me some CT. I love hate me some banana. So The Challenge All-Star Rivals is coming back. We just finished The Challenge season 40, which was fantastic, wow, by the way. Yeah, season 40 ended.
Man. 40. Please tell me they have three seasons a year.
they do have quite a bit. So yes, it's been longer than, or it's been shorter than 40 years, but they had each era. So, you know, you had like the OGs and then era 2, era 3, era 4. And that one was fantastic. But this, The Challenge All-Star Rivals, the names you know and love, because it's all-stars. So they're a little bit older, so they're not as spry as they used to be. So the competition isn't as intense as like the regular challenge, because they got that new blood in there.
Okay.
So Nani, Leroy, Devin, Shane, Beth, Veronica.
Yeah,
they ain't running real fast, but at least they're attempting to jog.
Yeah, the physical feats must be a little harder nowadays.
Well, they kind of like dumb it down from a physical standpoint.
Okay.
They make it a little easier because everybody gets hurt. Every single week, somebody's twisting an ankle and they're having to leave the competition. So Wednesday, January 29th, it's back on MTV. If you got Xfinity, it's on channel 1405. But just go ahead. I'm letting you know, January 29th, it's back, and I will be watching every single week because I am a sucker for this show and TJ Lavin's laugh.
Okay, what do you got, Mo?
All right, so the show that I literally just finished, Bird, I know you hate this phrase, but it's a good show. It's called No Good Deed.
I've seen it. I mean, I've just seen it come up on like the trending shows. Is it good?
It's pretty good. I just watched it because I needed something to watch. Like you said, I had just finished Lioness, was looking for something new, and it just kind of came on, and I said I'd give it a shot. And it hooked me. It's with Lisa Kudrow and Ray Romano.
Right.
And that won't give too much away, but they're selling a home. And they have some prospects that they want to sell the home to. And each prospect is like a different couple that's going through a whole different thing in life. And it's like a good combination of mystery and funny at the same time. It kind of leaves you on the edge of your seat trying to figure out and piece together what exactly is happening while making you laugh. I think it's a good watch for anybody that's looking for some time to kill.
For me, I think the show I'm about to pitch really fits anybody who can handle a little bit of trauma. So if you love a show like Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon and you want to dial it back just a little bit, but you love like the fantasy elements and you love like a little bit of drama, I'm telling you, one of the greatest TV shows I've ever watched is Outlander. It started on Stars. You can now watch it on Netflix. I think all 6 to 7 seasons are on Netflix. I recently rediscovered the show because I was obsessed with it in college. I had my little sexy Scottish man that I used to get to watch on the elliptical every night at Southwest Gym at UF.
And you're going through all these different forests, putting your hands on rocks to see if you're going to get transported somewhere.
I was like, take me.
Take me somewhere.
Take me, Sassenach. And I will say there are some scenes that are really tough to watch. And because of that reason, I had to kind of put some distance between me and my sexy Scottish man. And I recently picked it back up. But this show literally has everything. I think both men and women would really enjoy this because there's romance in it, but there's action and there's history and there's fantasy. And it's just like a good, wholesome watch without feeling like you're watching the Hallmark Channel. Because like I said, there is a lot of trauma.
How many seasons?
They are going to release the 8th season, and that'll be the final season.
That's the thing. There's got to be a sweet spot when it comes to how many seasons also. Like 3-4 max for me. Anything more than that, I can't commit to it when I first started.
Then you'll love this. The Good Place has 4 seasons, and if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It has Kristen Bell and Ted Danson in it, and it follows people who have passed away, and they end up in The Good Place. But there's a twist, and it is hilarious. It's probably one of the best written shows I've ever seen. It is so funny. It's easily, and it will suck you, easily watchable. It's so bingeable. It'll suck you in.
Okay, I've got 2, because one is mine, and one is mine and Amanda's, and I can't watch 2 shows at the same time. I have to complete one before I move on. But Amanda's over at my house only like 25% of the time. So both of these shows are 10 years old. Bloodline? You guys know that?
I don't.
Oh, man, it's about a family in Florida, and there's some mystery going on there, and there's one bad brother, and it's with the dude from Friday Night Lights, which is why I started watching it in the first place, the coach. And it's got a lot of mystery, and you just never know what's going to happen. It's really well written. And the other one is called Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton. He is a lawyer, and he takes on these really big, like, cases where you never think he's going to win. And it's only 4 seasons long, and each season is getting more and more bizarre, but you can't stop watching. And one is on Bloodline is Netflix, and I believe Goliath is Amazon Prime Video.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.